It's Monday, January 17th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Fulani Muslim militants killed 18 Christians in Ancha village last Tuesday, January 11th, reports International Christian Concern. One eyewitness said, quote, a loud voice shouted, Allahu Akbar, which means Allah, the moon god, is the greatest, end quote. Those killed included the church secretary of the local Baptist church. More than 100 homes were burned down and food stores and crops were destroyed. 6 people are currently in the hospital receiving medical treatment for bullet wounds. John Ravi Bulis, an eyewitness, said through tears, quote, my life is now at risk. The Fulani Muslims are now after my life. All my family members have now been killed by the Fulani militants. I am left alone, end quote. And one Christian youth leader said, quote, there is a plan for jihad in Nigeria, but the Nigerian government continues to remain silent. We are pleading with Christians in the diaspora to come to our assistance, end quote. Please pray for our Nigerian brothers and sisters in Christ. Proverbs 21 verse 15 says, when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Last Tuesday, President Joe Biden came unglued as he tried to announce that he had tapped someone new to lead the government's COVID-19 testing initiative. The president was confused, unable to pronounce the word tapped, or for that matter, the name of Dr. Tom Inglesby, who is the former director of Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Listen.
To help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, Inglesby, correct? Is that right?
Here is the analysis by Fox News contributor Joe Concha.
Unless I missed it, did any of the late night hosts give Biden the Trump treatment on the current president not even knowing who was tapped to be his testing czar? Because you get the feeling he's never heard of the guy before. And I believe that joke writes itself. That is so bad. I mean, again, just picture if Donald Trump had tapped a testing czar at the height of a pandemic when cases are higher than they ever have been. And he can't even remember the person's name. Obviously, that person was tapped for this president. This is the most guarded, protected, scripted president of our lifetimes. You'll find Liz Cheney at Mar-a-Lago before you see Joe Biden sit down for an in-depth interview with anyone resembling a fair and tough journalist. He's done just 16 one-on-one interviews since taking office. At this stage of Trump's presidency, he had done more than 70 interviews, 4 times more.
Novak Djokovic, the men's number one tennis player, had his visa application revoked by the Australian government a second time due to his being unvaccinated against COVID-19, reports TheBlaze.com. The Serbian tennis player now faces deportation once again and will be unable to defend his title at the 2022 Australian Open unless he can win a last-minute appeal. The Guardian reported that on Friday, Australian Immigration Minister Alex Hawke used his ministerial discretion to revoke Djokovic's visa on public interest grounds, saying his presence at the tournament could, quote, excite anti-vaccination sentiment, end quote. Avi Yemeni, correspondent for Rebel News Online, tweeted, quote, the government is arguing in court that Novak Djokovic should be deported from Australia as he may risk lives and civil order by eroding regard for COVID rules and vaccinations. Not that he's a threat to spread the virus, but that he'll spread dissent, end quote. Last Thursday, New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy, who barely won re-election, signed into law a bill that codifies Roe v. Wade. Listen to his disturbing statement moments before signing this egregious and deadly law.
In a few moments, I will sign into state law the assurance that every generation of New Jerseyans will have the right to bodily autonomy and the right to decide whether and when to become a parent, no matter in which direction the political winds may blow. Regardless of whether or not the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, New Jersey's position in supporting the right to reproductive autonomy will remain clear and unchanged.
Governor Murphy might be surprised to learn that the mothers who abort their babies are already parents. Tragically, they become the mothers of a baby whose execution they signed. Proverbs 6, verse 17 says that among the seven things that God hates are hands that shed innocent blood. And finally, with the labor market becoming more unpredictable than ever before due to the wave of resignations across the United States, employers are, in their last-ditch effort to keep workers, finally deciding to raise salaries, reports MoneyCentralNews.com. The report comes from Willis Tower Watson, a professional services firm that conducted a survey during the final 3 months of 2021, spanning over 1,000 companies across the U.S. and presenting the data which shows that one in three employers had bumped up their yearly salaries. While the original idea was to offer a 3% increase, the final figure is currently sitting at a 3.5% increase compared to last year, which also demonstrated an increase in payment, but only up to 2.8%. No position is exempt from the rule, and it will likely be applied equally, ranging from executives to service workers, with the focus being put on retail and health workers, closely followed by finance, industrial manufacture, and finally, energetics. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Monday, January 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.